Welcome to this week's Crowd Church service. We are a digital church on a quest to discover how Jesus helps us live a more meaningful life. We are a community, a space to explore the Christian faith, and a place where you can contribute and grow. I want to invite you to connect with us here at Crowd Church, and there are a few ways that you can do just that. Firstly, you can engage with Crowd from any device during our live stream. And if you're up for it, why not invite a few friends over and experience the service together? You see, church is all about connecting with God and connecting with others. And one of the easiest ways for you to do that is to also join one of our midweek groups where we meet online together to catch up and discover more about the amazingness of Christ. You can also subscribe to our podcast called What's the Story, where we deep dive into stories of faith and courage from everyday people. More information about all of these things that I've mentioned can be found on our website at www.crowd.church, or you can reach us on social media at Crowd Church. If you're new to Crowd or new to the Christian faith, and would like to know what your next steps to take are, well, why not head over to our website, crowd.church/next, for more details. And now, the moment you've been waiting for is here. Our online church service starts right now. Well, good evening and welcome to Crowd Church. My name is Matt Edmondson, and beside me, it's the beautiful, the legendary Glegler.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, just one hand. A random hand.
We're having too much fun here today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you. Welcome to Crowd Church. If this is your first time with us, a very, very warm welcome to you. It's great that you're here. Great that you can be with us. If you are a regular, it will look different again because we're streaming on Instagram. So we have to do this two-camera shot thing. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense for Instagram and the vertical live streaming. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. So very warm welcome to you. Good to see you. Good to see you, Sarah. Andy's in the comments. Jenny's in the comments. We've got Peter in the comments as well. We've got Matt Crew in the comments. And we've got me testing every platform in the comments.
and I'm just clueless.
No. Never.
I don't even have an Insta account.
Do you not have an Instagram account?
I'm 51. I know, it's impossible to believe.
I'm the similar sort of age. In fact, I'm the identical age, and I have an Instagram account.
Yeah, but you do stuff like that, don't you? For a living. I'm just trying. I've even taken Facebook off my phone now. Just
oh, really?
Like, yeah.
You just had enough of that whole thing?
I haven't got the time.
Fair play. Well,
so it's not that I'm not interested, it's just...
Yeah, well, we are an online church.
Yes.
we do the church digitally. It's just that Claire doesn't do Instagram, Facebook, or any of the other platforms because she's not got time.
So very but grateful, I'm here.
Very, very grateful you are, in fact.
I'm honoured to be here.
Oh, brilliant. Love it. So warm welcome to you. Great if you're joining us. Great if you're joining us on Instagram. Let us know if it's working okay on Instagram.
Nicola's here as well, which is nice.
Nicola's here as well. So yeah, great to see everybody. Matt says, please do not sing, Claire.
We've already done some singing, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah. And I went, oh no, we're in karaoke mode already. Stop with the karaoke.
It was slightly just. Oh, look.
Have they won?
No. I see that. I'm just checking. Oh. I've got the Instagram feed on my phone.
Oh, okay. Too many screens for me.
Way too many screens going on here. Way too many screens. So, Nicola says, where's the knitting? Dun, dun, dun.
Later.
Dun,
dun. I'll show you how I'm doing.
Just that you don't want to disappoint, really, do you?
Matt reminded me, actually, today.
I did.
He said, bring your knitting.
Bring your knitting. Got to bring the knitting. So yeah, warm welcome to you. This is not a knitting channel, by the way. This is actually Church Online. So yes, welcome to you. We are Crowd Church. Great place to explore the Christian faith. So if it's the first time with us, very, very warm welcome. Alistair is on Instagram. Oh yes, he is. Love you guys. Love you too, Alistair. Absolute legend. And so it's great that you could join us. You should. I wish I could show everybody. One day I'll get a camera hooked up and you'll be able to see all the screens and monitors that are around us right now. One of which, I'm not going to lie.
I was about to bring it out. I was about to say.
It's an iPad with the Liverpool game on.
Horror. I'm horrified. I'm an Evertonian if I'm out.
You're an Evertonian?
Yeah. Did you not know that? If I'm anything, I'm not really anything. But if I'm anything, I'm a blue. Because they are the people's team, really, in Liverpool. I might be excommunicated.
I'm just going to look for that button where I can switch your microphone off. So I'm not happy. Did not know that. Lala's on her. Oh, shit. Lala's moved to Instagram now. Very good.
I wonder whether some
Alistair
people...
Alistair says, why? Why on earth would you want to be an Everton supporter and not a Liverpool supporter?
Underdog. Always the underdog. It's about justice. It's about equaling the balance. It's about fighting against the odds. Basically, that's the gospel in a nutshell.
The gospel is Everton Football Club. Yeah, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know we're not promoting heresy on this channel. Matt, is the crowd WhatsApp not working at the moment? I've noticed that some messages are not being picked up, answered, although maybe that's just mine. Actually, that's a very good question, Jen. The WhatsApp is not working at the moment. So if you have tried us... to reach us on WhatsApp, you might well have struggled. And I'm trying to get it sorted out and it does not seem to be resolving itself for whatever reason. And so I genuinely don't know what the problem is. I don't know why WhatsApp is not working. So just use email for now. I need to take the WhatsApp off the website.
It's been going on for a few days, has it?
It's been going on for a week and a half. And we've been trying all kinds of things to try and get it sorted out. So... yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah, good point, Jen. Thanks for letting me know. And just to let you all know, if you do try and reach that through WhatsApp, you're going to struggle. But you can reach us on WhatsApp, which you'll find on the website. Or you can reach us via social media. So the website is www.crowd.church. Social media at crowdchurch. Any of those will work whilst WhatsApp is getting sorted out.
Nothing. I've nothing to add.
I don't know either. I don't know. look at that. I'm sorry.
No, they
comments.
Are funny. They are it's funny here. Comments.
It could be worse. You could be a Palace fan.
Yeah. I know that's Crystal Palace. That's yeah. it. I mean, that's as good as it gets in football for me. Yeah. Are you?
Sarah, does that mean you're a Palace fan? I don't know.
Is she called Sarah?
Yeah. Okay. So, she's moved from YouTube where she was on. And now she's gone to Instagram. Lala Hereford, so that's Nicola. She says Dave Conn is an Everton fan, which is actually true.
It is true.
Dave Conn is doing today's talk. So, yeah, Sarah's a Palace fan. Her dad's from Croydon.
But the Church of Jesus is a broad place. Ooh, and right. all football fans are welcome, and non-football fans even.
Yes.
Just the disclaimer.
Just a disclaimer. I'm trying to figure out why that comment's still on the screen. Sorry. There we go.
No spoilers. 3-1 for Liverpool. They've just scored another one.
No
sorry,
spoilers.
Sorry, did I say, was that really bad? Is that like the non-done thing in the football world?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just, oh, but
really
Jürgen
sorry,
Zappi.
Ladies and
Jürgen Zappi.
Really sorry. Jürgen is happy, yes. Very, very sorry about revealing the scores. Clyde doesn't do football. So if you're watching this while the football's going on, very warm welcome to you. Coventry just scored again. So, okay, well, we're getting all the scores coming in on the comments. So yeah. Keep them coming. It's good to keep up with it. You know, we do Jesus and football. That's what we do.
And knitting and karaoke. I think we've got many and woodwork. We've got many strings to our bows.
We have. Crowd Church is not just...
Not violining. Yeah. Although I did do that when I was... primary school. Violin. Got up to grade 3 on the viola.
Oh, viola?
Yeah. Because I think they ran out of violins. So
Is a viola just like a short, smaller violin?
Longer.
Oh, is
bigger.
It longer? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew there was a size differential. Yeah, very good. Mm. Okay. So, coming up today, we are talking about wholeness. We've been doing a whole series on wholeness. And we are in the first part of like 5 sections that we're looking at where wholeness is concerned. Do you remember what the 5 sections are? No, you don't, do you?
I've got to be one of the worst hosts that you have. Like, I'm so sorry.
No, you're one of my favourites. It's just great. just great. We could. It's not polished.
It would be physical health, mental health. Those are, yeah, no, I have no idea. Yeah, spiritual disciplines. Was that one of them? No, you tell us what the actually were are.
Spiritual health, soul health, body health,
yeah.
Relationship health,
yeah.
Economic health. They're the five areas that we're looking at.
Good.
Where wholeness is concerned. So, yeah, we're going to be looking at those, which is going to be great. So we're in the first one. We're still doing spiritual health.
Yeah.
Which is good. And so last week, when I was on mic, if you're a regular to Crowd, you'll know that I was on a course last week. And Dan and Ruth hosted and introduced the fruits of the spirit. Sharon, my beautiful wife, did a talk on love. Because she is just a lovely person.
She is. She is.
No Brilliant. Doubt. Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, so she did that talk. So we're looking at the fruits of the spirit, which is, how would you explain the fruits of the spirit?
Put me on the spot, Matt. So, well, it's the analogy of a tree, isn't it? So mm-hmm. What we are planted in are our relationship with Jesus, relying on the blood of Jesus and all that he's done for us. And that daily relationship, then what flows out of us.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Sort of. Is that what you?
Is that right?
What do you think? Is that okay? Write in the comments. Yes or no? That's okay.
I'm sure somebody else has got a bad Dave will have one for us tonight.
Dave will have one. So yeah. So the fruits of the spirit, like Claire said, and actually, it's as the Holy Spirit lives in you, this is what outworks out.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit in you outworks through you
yeah.
these things, right? And so like an apple tree bears apples.
Yeah.
So the fruits of the spirit, we bear the things of God in
our And it's unforced, isn't it? It's so if you're, oh, this is really funny. Oh, gosh, that sounds a bit scary. Sorry. Forced laughter isn't real joy, is it?
No.
Yeah. Whereas we're having a really joyful time.
We are.
This unforced.
Is it's actually when... I don't know if Sadaf did it deliberately, that you and I did the joy one.
I would... Like, one of my favourite verses in the Bible is, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. And I would definitely say that joy is... And fun. And I don't mean that in a frivolous way, but actually it's a really important part. Yeah. And I think it's kept me mentally really healthy over the years.
Okay.
And that's a gift, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. It is very much so. A gift.
So, yes. So joy. Excited to be here.
Unspeakable joy. Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be today's topic. We've got Dave Connolly talking about that. So what's going to happen is we're going to play that talk. You can watch that talk. And I'm just looking at the comments here. Nicholas says, I've got bad ribs. Please stop making me laugh.
That's a good start. Yeah, we don't want to hurt you anymore. But mad woman laughter is also bad. Matt Crew, you kill me. Just evil.
I hope he's talking about you and not me. That's all I'm saying.
You've got a motley laugh, haven't you?
I have got a bit of a motley laugh. You see, you're showing your age now. You're showing that you're 50.
It's all right. I'm happy to. I'm aging gracefully. She says, I think possibly.
Possibly. We don't know.
We don't know.
So, yes, we're going to play the talk. During the talk, write your thoughts, comments, ideas, questions, whatever's going on. Write them in the comments, because after the talk, Claire and I are going to be back for a bit more banter, a bit more fun, but we'll get into your questions, your thoughts. We're going to talk a lot more about this topic of joy.
Yeah.
But carry on, it's great, says Nicholas. So, yes, we're going to have a bit of a joy-filled time. Do stick with us. We're going to be around probably for another 45 minutes. So the service normally lasts about an hour. So it's 6:15 here in the UK, 6:15 in the evening. So we'll be here till about 7. Whatever your platform you're on, stay with us. Do write in the comments. It'd be great to see you in there. I'm looking for the button on my control bar, which I've now found. So
that's why he was rambling on.
Yeah.
It's an amazing little button machine he's got.
It is, but the trouble is, because I when I'm looking at the camera like this, I don't need my glasses. Because I'm looking at the camera and I can see everything clearly on the screen. Mm. When I'm looking down here, I haven't got a clue what it says. Have you noticed? You can see here, ladies and gentlemen, the buttons on the pad are quite far apart. So I can't accidentally press the wrong one.
Mm.
So I know that one's a talk. So, yeah. Anyway,
Here's you found Dave. The right button. Hit the button.
That's exactly what I'm doing. So I'm going to hit the right button. We're going to play Dave's talk. Claire and I will be back very, very shortly after this talk. But yeah, get in the comments. We'll see you in there.
Today's topic is joy. Christian joy is a deep, steadfast contentment rooted in faith. Philippians 4 verse 4 says this, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. When you think of the word rejoice, what do you typically think of? We might think rejoicing as being in a state of constant happiness and celebrating every detail of our lives with unending cheerfulness. We could be asking, what does it mean to rejoice in the Lord always? So Paul is calling for celebration. The difference between joy and secular happiness is that the latter depends on what's happening. It is circumstantially driven, we could say. If things are going in an upward direction in life, we are likely to feel up or happy. But if things are tough, we may also feel down and sad. This keeps you on an emotional roller coaster. Biblical joy, by contrast, has to do with stability and celebration on the inside, regardless of circumstances on the outside. We must choose to rejoice in order to experience the joy God promises us. We might be asking, how do you do that? Think of God as you would someone you can see right there in front of you. You know, that close family member, close friend, co-worker, or someone from your church community or your neighbourhood. When we spend time with someone that brings us joy and happiness, we rejoice or we delight in being with them. We celebrate it. God's word describes joy as full or complete. Joy satisfies the heart in ways that temporary happiness can never do. Well, let's focus in on today's key scripture. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And we read that in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Look at that opening line. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I just love that line. I love the emphasis. These words are worth keeping close to us because they offer an incredible promise, the promise of the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. And they offer a way to receive this peace. Over the years, I have sought to encourage myself by posting them around my home, around my office. I highlight them in my Bible just because of the wonderful truth that joy brings strength. I want to take a moment to reflect on these few words and on the peace which surpasses all understanding. See, we can link joy and peace together clearly. Paul begins this passage by calling us to rejoice in the Lord always. I just want to highlight something here to us. When Paul writes, again, I will say rejoice. Paul is writing these words from a prison cell in Rome. This joy that he is talking about is real to him. This is what he is experiencing in a time of trouble. That is so important to remember, that he writes these words while being imprisoned because of his Christian faith. When Paul tells us that we can rejoice in the Lord always, he really means always? We might be asking, how? So as we ask that question, let's find out what Paul tells us to do. Again, he says we do it by rejoicing in the Lord. We can always rejoice in the Lord, even when we cannot rejoice in other things happening to us or happening around us. I'm sure you will agree with me that there are some things happening in our world at the moment that are so difficult to rejoice in. Maybe there are some things that are happening in our own lives right now that we struggle so much to rejoice in. But I want to tell you this, we can still rejoice in the Lord because God is always faithful, full of love and grace and mercy, and always there for us, always here with us. And so we can rejoice always because we can always rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter how bad it might seem. We have a God who loves us, a Saviour who died for us, and a promise from our God to be with us always. For us to rejoice in the Lord always requires us to fix our hearts and our minds, our attention on Him, regardless of all those things happening around us. And that takes a discipline. This passage is not just about rejoicing. Paul goes on to say, let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. We can rejoice in the Lord and we can be gentle with those around us because we know and we believe that the Lord is near. Because we know and believe that the Lord is near, we can share our views, even our passions, and we work hard for solutions, but without ever needing to be argumentative or aggressive about it, and without overly worrying too much about the results of our efforts. We have this wonderful serenity in the midst of life storms because we know that the Lord is near. We believe that God still cares about our world, and so we do the best we can, but leave the rest to our amazing God. The Lord is near. We know that. So why would we not want to rejoice? And why shouldn't we have that unflappable serenity? And yes, we can ask, what about those moments that crop up in life when we find ourselves staying up at night worrying about something? All of us have done it, I'm sure. There seems to be no end of things to worry about these days. And I suspect that our news outlets like it that way because it keeps us tuned in. The question for all of us is, what do we do with these worries? Paul goes on to say this in the passage. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. My friends, have you noticed how worry and anxiety shapes our thinking and our lives? Well, let me give you some good news. That when our lives are filled with rejoicing, that also shapes our thinking and our living. We start to live a life full of thankfulness. Our emphasis changes. Other translations say, do not be anxious about anything. Anxiety or worry is something we all face at different times in our lives. In fact, anxiety is one of the most common reasons why people go to see their doctor in our nation. We live in a very anxious, worried world, and it affects us all directly or indirectly. Let's look at the role of prayer in our everyday anxiety and worries. Paul tells us not to worry about anything. And that is a consistent theme in Scripture. But I have to admit This idea used to cause me problems. Worrying about worrying is what I used to do. And then I noticed that in Scripture, whenever worry is mentioned, it is very closely followed by the word prayer. What we are really being taught in the Bible is to turn our worries into prayers. Most of us cannot help but worry at times, and being told not to worry doesn't seem to really help that. But turning our worries into prayers is something that we can all do. I can now see the positive side to those times when I might feel anxious or worried, because they serve as a reminder to me to pray. When I find myself worrying about something, it's just a little alarm going off in me to say, time to focus, time to pray, time to rejoice even. Do not worry about anything, Paul says in Philippians 4 verse 6. Let me just say a few final things on turning our worries into prayer. Firstly, we are told that we should let our requests be known to God by prayer and supplication. Supplication is a request arising from a specific need. And this is so important, because what Paul is telling us is that there is no need too small for God. There is no concern too unimportant to bring to God. We can bring every specific worry, every specific care or concern to God in prayer. In everything by prayer and supplication means everything. It's a little bit like that word always that we talked about before. And the second thing that Paul tells us to do is to do it with thanksgiving. And this is very important, because a thankful heart is seldom an anxious heart. When we take time to give thanks in all circumstances, we discover that there is much to be thankful for in all those situations. And our worry and anxiety seems to go down in proportion to how thankful we are. Do not worry about anything. I hear this said once that another interpretation of this is, do not be unduly worried. Do not be overcome with worry about anything. Paul tells us, but in everything, pray. With thanksgiving, let our requests be known to God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Let's bring today's talk to a close by briefly mentioning the peace that Paul writes about. It is a peace which surpasses all understanding, meaning we cannot explain it, we cannot discover it, we cannot create it, we cannot bottle it, we cannot buy it or sell it, we cannot earn it or give it away. We can only receive it. We can only receive it from God. Jesus says it like this in John's Gospel. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. This is a peace that the world cannot give, and that it cannot take away. And it's this same peace that Paul tells us in verse 7 will guard your heart and our minds in Christ Jesus. Remember, Paul is writing this letter from a prison cell. He may be using this word as an illustration, as the soldiers who guard him, the soldiers who are on guard duty. Maybe he's even looking at his guards as he writes these words, and he realizes that he has a peace from God that is truly guarding him and protecting him. It's guarding and protecting his heart and his mind. My friends, there is no problem in this world that can penetrate God's peace. No soldier, no punishment, no prison cell, no sorrow, no anxiety, no worry, no loss, no grief, no sadness, no pandemic that can penetrate the peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that comes from knowing and believing that the Lord Jesus is always near to us. The Lord promises to be with each of us always, and God never breaks his promise. And God helps us to turn our worries into prayers and helps us to be gentle with everyone, knowing and believing that the Lord is always near. How can we do anything else but rejoice in the Lord always? So again, my friends, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen.
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 Just needed to change the way we said that.
What you didn't see, ladies and gentlemen, was while Dave was talking about joy, Claire was knitting.
Do we need a knitting update?
Yeah, what's the update?
Well, I'll just show you what I've done so far. There we go.
Oh, wow.
There we go. That's probably whatever. I've not done very much.
I was going to say, have you actually done any since the last
probably
time you were
on? Probably not. I've got a blue one to do after the me green one's done.
Do you just reserve your knitting for when you're on crowd?
That and long journeys, if I'm not driving.
Okay.
You're not while I'm driving, obviously. That would be not a good helpful. Sorry, officer.
Hey, you have 3 points on your license. Got to go do driver's awareness course. Why? Because I was knitting whilst I was driving.
Yeah, no, dangerous. Don't do it. not one for peace.
No, but Nicola says your scarf is looking awesome.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, my lovely.
Yeah.
You can come again.
And if you don't like the scarf, you can't come again.
Well, no, you can. it's a digital church. How am I going to stop people?
Well, that's true.
It's kind of not the point, is it? Everybody's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. Whether you like Claire's knitting or whether you don't like Claire's knitting, you are welcome here at Crowd Church. Yes, you are. Brilliant. Well, a very warm welcome back to you. What did you think to Dave's talk? Write your thoughts, questions and ideas in the comments. Be good to get into that. Nicola says thanks. Thanks for letting her into church. She's very gracious, is that, Claire? write your thoughts, questions, comments, all that sort of stuff in the comments. Now, before the talk started, Claire, you said one of your favourite verses is "The Lord is my strength."
Yes,
and I want to know why.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. So it's in the book of Nehemiah, for those of you that don't know. And
why should you do that, by the way? I'm just going to nip over there and turn a light on. So you keep going.
Okay, all right. Oh, gosh, I feel like I've got the mic. Oh no, don't drop the mic. And I don't really know. Oh, you're back quick.
Yeah, it's a small room.
Yeah.
Just behind me. Now you can see the sun, see? Where was you expecting me to be?
I don't know. I thought you might have had to change a light bulb or do some weird thing. I don't know. Brain clearly off it. Okay, so back to the Bible. Let's focus quick on the Bible, quick.
Yeah.
I don't know really, but I think I'm not sure why it's become a kind of a bit of a life verse, but I think I just think it has, and something that I just said to Matt earlier while Dave was talking, he was talking about Paul being in prison, and I just wonder also whether Paul, while he was writing the book of Philippians to the Philippian church, actually he was also preaching to himself.
Yeah.
And so I think that when we have those verses, we can almost like just remember them, say, right, okay, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
That is, and I wonder whether Paul was also doing that, you know, rejoicing the Lord always,
yeah,
telling himself, speaking to his I'd say speaking to my soul, reminding myself.
Yeah.
And I loved what Dave said about it's joy in the Lord, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. not in our own abilities. It's not in our circumstances. It's not in, mm-hmm. The world situation. It's not in what we can achieve.
Yeah.
It is joy in who God is, what he's done in our lives, and that's a work in progress.
and will continue to be, yeah.
Yeah, and it's in his character. And I loved what Dave said at the start of the talk as well, that, it's about celebrating who God is. When we like to be with people, we have fun with them, don't we? We enjoy their time and enjoy their presence, and the more we get to know them, the more we have fun with them. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, totally, totally. So it's an interesting one. Yeah, I mean, there's lots going on here talking about joy. So in the comments, Matt says he loves that verse in Nehemiah as well. Peter, I like the comment from the talk. I'll put it on the screen. I like the comment in the talk by Dave. Use worry as an alarm to pray. That's one I remember and use.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, isn't it? Mm. I think I would say that I thankfully don't struggle very often with sleep and, don't wake up in the morning.
You don't wake up in the morning?
No, I do wake up in the morning. Don't wake up in the middle of the night worrying about things. But I don't know about you, but probably parenting creates more worry than I've ever experienced. Lord, so I have experienced some, occasional sleepless nights or, anxious moments. And it is that alarm call to worry, isn't it? To pray.
Yeah.
Because what can we achieve by worrying? We just can't, nothing changes by that.
No.
But actually, I had an interesting situation this last week. I was swimming lessons. I'm at that phase in children's lives.
Oh, not for yourself then?
Not for myself. I can actually swim. Although I could do with updating my technique and all of that. But anyway, that's by the by. And I was listening to a lady, and obviously she'd had a very busy day. She was sat next to me, but she was talking to somebody on her phone. And I could hear all that she was saying. And I found myself really not liking her. And that's really, really unusual for me.
Yeah.
And I was oh, but I didn't like that about myself.
Yeah, you know?
And so, but then I was like, I can just pray about a situation. Mm-hmm. Let's just flip it around. And then I felt so much happier.
Yeah.
That I was doing something constructive for this poor woman who clearly had had a really tricky day. And B, that my response was giving that to God.
Yeah.
And my reaction wasn't judgment. It had been.
Yeah. started out that way.
It started out that way, but God enabled me through prayer because you feel better about yourself, don't you, when you're praying and
you do.
Bringing things to God, because he's all powerful.
Yeah.
And he can sort it. He can sort it.
There's the message translation by Claire. God can sort it.
It's the Cockney. It's the Cockney version, isn't it? Cockney rhyming slang. Sort it out, God.
Sort it out. No, I totally agree. There's so much from Dave's talk, right?
Yeah.
There's so much in that talk about joy, about prayer, about worry, about and how all of these things are interconnected.
Mm.
We talk about them like today we're talking about joy, we're talking about peace, we're talking about kindness and goodness and self-control and all those up in coming weeks. And we separate them out. But actually, all these things are hyper connected, aren't they? And,
yeah.
And Dave was right, in terms of joy and peace and all this stuff being linked, and anxiety being a call to pray, an alarm to pray. I am with you, Peter. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really great, great idea. That actually, if that's in me, I need to pray. I love the start of this where we talk about this word rejoice.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of the word. We don't use it a lot. In modern English.
It's a bit old school, isn't it? Sorry, I don't know why I've gone all Cockney.
I don't know why you've gone all Cockney. It's old school like you and me, Claire, maybe. we're a little bit old school. But it's a fascinating word, this word rejoice. To rejoice, to re-put the joy back in, to redo it.
Mm.
And the way you do that is through celebration, is through worship. Not of
anything other than God.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, isn't it, how the Christian faith talks a lot about joy and suffering.
Mm.
Not because the suffering is enjoyable, but because in that suffering, there is a God who is a joy-giving God. And that's another thing to think about here, isn't it? Actually, joy comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It comes from God, right? That actually that's where the, if that's where we get our joy from, if that's the source of our joy, then actually we can rejoice.
Yeah.
We can rejoy. We can bring that joy back into ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and there's that other verse, isn't there, that came to mind. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials and tribulations and suffering. And you read it and you think,
are you mad?
That's so bonkers. It really is, like, just so counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But it's, and it's also a bit like when, you know, faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For me, it's like, I don't know, you've got to walk alongside them, haven't you? You've got to carry the two things together. And that brings pleasure to God, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, consider it all joy when you fall into all these tests and trials. Mm. You've got to count it as joy, some translation says it. You've got to do that. That's rejoicing.
Yeah.
And that comes back to that word that Dave used, which I loved, celebration.
Mm.
And we can do, and here's the thing, you know, we've talked about how joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It is part of the characteristic of God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I just love that. It's not something we talk about enough, I don't think, about God. God is all powerful and he's loving and he's kind and he's all these amazing things. But he is fundamentally joyful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I imagine...
Well, he made, like, really crazy animals. like that's the thing that gets me. I mean, wasps aside, but... Like, you know, there are some really bonkers animals out there, aren't there? And I love those nature programs where you see, because we can now see these, and you know, those, what are they called? The birds that dance and they do a little dance and they in Africa somewhere, I think. And they you know, they skirt, they sweep all around, they make it all pretty and then they dance and then they're like, hi. It's a mating dance, isn't it? But you know.
I wouldn't know.
have you not seen them?
Yeah, no.
No. But they're like peacocks. I mean, peacocks, they're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is...
Tell us your favourite crazy animal.
Favourite crazy animal in the comments.
Yeah.
Because... You're right. It's like there's a few things that there's slightly irreverent sometimes, but on Twitter there's this feed that I come across every now and again, not on Twitter, on Instagram, where
it's not Twitter anymore.
No, it's X as well. You gotta get it right. Showing my age now. But it's where one person's sort of playing God and he's talking to somebody else like an angel.
Oh right.
Like going talking about how he wants to make the animals.
Okay. Yes.
You know what I mean? Take this, make it look cute.
Yeah.
And then put a big needle on its backside, and we'll call that a bee, you know. And it's just really funny. And it's slightly irreverent, like I say, but comes back to this point that, like you say, God is a joyful God. Just look at creation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think this characteristic of God, that God
is the rainbow. Joyful. I mean, lovely.
Yeah.
What is that? That's amazing, isn't it?
That's just pure joy, isn't
pure
it?
Pure joy.
Joy in the sky.
Snow, crazy rain, like, you know, all of that.
Yeah. Joyful God.
Yeah.
Joyful God. Andy says here, oh, hi, Miriam. Yeah, Miriam's in the comments.
Oh, hi, Miriam.
Miriam, what a legend. Yeah. Andy says,
joyful. Miriam is joyful.
Her smile lights up the room.
It does.
She is such a legend.
Yeah.
So Andy says, joy can be found in the worst times.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it isn't, it's not happiness, is it? It's not. Because it's joy in the Lord.
Yeah.
It's us, not in a kind of striving way, but in a digging deep way.
Yeah.
This is awful. The situation that I'm in is terrible. But I know that you are faithful, that I have been in similar, maybe not as worse as this.
Yeah.
Maybe this really is the worst of times that I've experienced in my life so far. But I know that you have got other people through that. If that, you know, that we can hold on to other people's testimonies, can't we?
Yeah, we can.
You know, we can read the Bible and think, oh gosh, God, you got them out of that terrible predicament. You know, walking through the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Walls up there of water, you know.
Yeah, all amazing.
All amazing. And yet, you know, we joy comes through that, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I love it. Joy comes in the hard times. I totally agree, Andy. And you can find joy in the tough times because, like you say, we find it in God.
Yeah.
And God is a joyful character.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to acknowledge here, actually, that joy is not some delusional state of emotion that we are trying to get ourselves into, right? Now, I've come across Christians that maybe subconsciously think that.
Yeah.
That because emotionally it's hard, that they feel condemned because they don't feel joyful, or they use there's a sort of this fake joy going around where they're masking everything that's going on. You see what I mean? Like they're not willing to face up to life. And I don't think...
Not authentic.
Yeah, I don't think that's joy. I just don't think God needs us to be deluded.
No.
And I think you can experience joy and celebration in spite of feeling awful at the same time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if you would concur.
Yeah, I concur.
I concur. I concur, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's awesome. Let's have a look here. What else is going on in the comments? Great talk. Nicholas says this. I'm finding it tough to find joy in many things at the moment, but I pray, I trust God, and I find joy in my day, even if it's just lick off the dog.
It
works.
Pets bring us joy, don't they?
They
bring
do.
Us real comfort. And, you know, I often remember hearing something, you know, who did you last tell that you loved them? And I was like, oh, it was my cat a moment ago. I said, I love you, Lola. You know, because we do.
Does the cat speak back?
She often does go, meow.
Okay.
Yeah. And which I take to be, I love you too, mama.
Absolutely.
But yeah, a lick off the dog. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Those pets are amazing. But yeah. I love about...
You don't have a pet though, do you?
Not at the moment, no.
Have you had pets?
We've had pets.
You've had chickens, haven't you?
We've had chickens.
But they're not pets.
Had hamsters, gerbils, guinea pigs actually is what we had. We've had cats.
Oh yeah, you have had cats, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I grew up with a dog, you know, all those kind of things. So yeah, I definitely had pets. But the thing I love about what Nicola said is... she's finding it tough.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know some of the stuff, right? So she's finding it tough. Life's not easy, but she can still find joy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And actually appreciating those moments that are joyful moments.
Yeah.
Is super important.
Yeah. And Dave was talking about thankfulness, isn't he, as well? And I think they're interlinked, really. I mean, you know, it is, isn't it? When we can, you know, be thankful for the sunshine today, be thankful for breathing, but really basic. I am really thankful. I'm thankful that I've had some breakfast. I'm thankful that I've got clothes to put on, or, you know, those physical material things, whatever. I'm thankful that I have friends. I'm thankful that I've got community, that enables us to cope with the really tough stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Totally. No, absolutely. Being thankful, deliberately intentional thankful.
Yeah.
This is why, it's bizarre. We'll say it's bizarre, isn't it? But gratitude journaling is one of the things that has a profound impact on our mental health, right? And our state of our mental well-being. Well, no kidding, because the Bible tells us to rejoice always.
Yeah.
I say again, rejoice, rejoy, you know?
Yeah.
And so I love it when the world catches up with it.
Mm. I love what Jenny's written.
I said that to the broadcast then. So I love something they said in our church this morning. Even when we think we've hit rock bottom, Jesus is the rock that we hit.
That's great.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You might have to explain that, though, for people that might not know what that means. And I'm going to put the camera on you, so you have to explain it.
I'll just go quiet. Is that possible?
No.
I think, oh, Jesus is the rock that we hit. I mean, I don't know. I really liked it. Well, he's the dependable thing, isn't he? He's the foundation on which we
build
our lives. And so I think that's what that means.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we often
have I done that right, Jenny? I'm not sure.
Jenny can explain it. Jenny, explain that in the comments. But I totally agree. You know, Jesus is our rock. Mm. He is the rock on which we build our salvation, isn't he? And there's lots of phraseology like that, lots of analogies about Jesus, one of which he's a rock. He is dependable.
Yeah.
He's immovable.
Well, and I think it's like, it's the parable of the man building his house on the rock and building his house on the sand, isn't it? And actually with floods, we can really see that, can't we? Yeah. You know, the house, property and that is really firm, and you've got those piles. Are they called pilings that go down really deep?
Yeah, I'm saying
like that. I don't know. You know, guys. Is there any construction engineers out there? I think I quite like a construction site, actually. Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought it meant. Oh,
yeah, good. Jenny's
given us the
nod.
The
thumbs up.
But whereas if it's just on a little shaley bit of land, you know, by on the beach or whatever, they go, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And that's devastating.
Yeah. No, it is. And there is that. So just to complete that story, Jesus when he was talking to people, he often used parables or stories or analogies, we might say. And he did liken the foolish man to a foolish man is a man that builds his house on the sand.
Yeah.
And the wise man is the man that built his house upon
the rock.
And
I do know a song about that, but I'm going to restrain myself from that crew. Yeah, go on, carry on. You're on a roll.
Wise man built. No. So is that the song?
There's a few. There's a few out there. Mine's more kind of American version. Should we just do it?
Yeah.
Don't build your house upon the sandy land. Don't build it too close to the shore. Because it might look kind of nice, but you'll have to build it twice because you'll have to build the house once more. Sorry.
That's awesome.
I've gone red now.
That's all. I wish I had a button where I could play a round of applause. There you go. Yeah, just clap, pat yourself on the back. Well done. I love that.
How did we get to the... How did we get here?
We were talking about rocks.
Yes.
That's what Jenny said. Yeah.
But I was thinking about the rock... Because Matt Cruz put about Jesus is my rock and salvation. And I was also thinking about the rock in the Garden of Gethsemane with the tomb. Ooh, that's where my brain just went then.
Okay.
And so obviously the rock rolled away and freedom came and life came and all of that. And I was like, because that's the rock on which we depend. You know, if that rock hadn't rolled away, Jesus would have been dead still and we wouldn't be here. Because the reason we're here
is
now
is because stone. No, very true. So it's all going on. Man, it's so deep. We're getting deep today. So very, very deep. So just going through my notes here. Dave talked about when Paul wrote the letter to the Philippian church, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice.
Yeah.
He was in prison in Rome.
Yeah.
Now, next week you are going to Italy.
Bologna.
A few years ago. Mm. I was in Italy.
Yeah.
And I went to Rome.
Yeah.
With Sharon and the kids.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Love Rome.
Yeah.
Love Rome. Go to Rome. If you've never been to Rome, go to Rome. It's an amazing place.
Florence, Venice, they're all good.
They're amazing.
But Rome is amazing.
Did you go to Paul's prison when you were in Rome?
I don't know why, but I'm not sure that we did. Foolish mistake.
We went.
Did you?
Yeah. I've stood in.
Was he in house arrest? Was he? He was under house arrest, was he? Or was he? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they
might have been. They don't know really where it was, do they? Sorry.
It's a very good chance. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, he wasn't there when I went in to confirm. It didn't say Paul was here on the wall.
Can't read the old Latin, can you?
No, you can't. But what? Even if Paul wasn't in there, you got an idea of the kind of prison Paul would be in. And oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand up straight in it.
Was it little?
It was tiny. Tiny, tiny sort of hole in the rock type thing. It was unbelievable. So, imagine. And I stood there in that place and thought, imagine being in a place like this for years.
Yeah.
And you're writing to a church saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Yeah. I say again, rejoice. Now, like you said, is he preaching more to himself than anybody? But to be able to write that in that place, I just think is extraordinary.
It is.
And I think I find it deeply challenging because it's easy to go off on an emotional tangent. It's easy to be knocked sideways and, you know, and it's, dare I say it, sometimes it's easy to become a victim of my own circumstance. And if any man could have done that, Paul could have done that, but he didn't. Mm. And he was in that jail and he found the ability to rejoice in the Lord. And I just think that's amazing.
Mm.
Proper amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do actually think that in the darkest times, that is, if we are able to turn our gaze to Jesus, that is when we can really experience that huge comfort and, you know, peace that surpasses all human understanding.
Yeah.
And it is about, it really is about turning our mind around, isn't it? And just saying, and challenging and saying, rejoice. Telling ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting into that is such a powerful thing. So I'm going to have to end the conversation through that. I'm aware of, we've just gone on. Sorry. But it's all good stuff. I shouldn't apologize. It's all good stuff. I think this topic of joy is such a powerful thing.
Mm.
And that's my experience, I suppose, in my Christian walk is actually, despite the pain, despite the emotion, despite everything else, you can rejoice. And to be a whole person, a whole person is a joyful person, not necessarily a happy person all the time, but a person that can find joy deep within their soul, despite everything else that's going on. If you can do that, wholeness is just incredible. So, that Matt's put promote the Zoom. I will promote the Zoom. What's happening next week? Thanks, Matt. Next week, we are carrying on our conversation about the fruits of the Spirit. I have no idea who's speaking.
Me neither.
Do you not know?
No, I don't know.
I should have really checked this out.
I can't pull it out of the hat.
Let me, I'll just pull it up on my phone here. Drive, Google Drive. There we go.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I'm just going to have to put my glasses on.
It's all right. It's allowed.
Sorry. Just
glasses are the way forward. I've been wearing glasses since I was 7.
Right, schedule.
That's not a new thing.
Here we go, crowd schedule. So let's look at what's coming. I'm sorry, I should have been way more prepared. So next week we are talking about peace. And we have Pete Farrington speaking.
Oh, good.
And we have Dan Orange and Anna Kettle. They are hosting.
Fab. That'll be good.
Talking about peace, which will be great. So, really, really good. So make sure you join us for that. If you haven't done so already, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, the live stream, the podcast, whatever, you know what I mean.
The thing.
Oh, wow. We spend all this money on this tech.
Claire just... What is it? Tumbleweed.
Yeah. We thought long and hard about the branding. We did all the research and it's called The Thing. Love that. Absolutely love that. So, so next week we're talking about peace, carrying on. We also have a midweek community group. If you'd like to come join us on Zoom, come say how's it to the troops. It'll be great to see you in there. That's Wednesday nights, 7:30 p.m. Actually, that's reminded me. I do have to give a brief notice. If you're watching this and you're joining us on the Alpha course, because every Wednesday we also do an Alpha. We do an Alpha at 8:30, which has been going really well.
Actually. Amazing.
Yeah, I love Alpha. Alpha's a thing where you can... come join us and we explore the Christian faith. It's great if you're searching, if you have lots of questions about Christianity, or if you're a new Christian trying to figure things out.
Yeah,
Alpha really, is really brilliant. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And so we've got some great guys on Alpha. I would say actually great ladies on Alpha because the men have all disappeared. But let's not go there. Men, come on, wake up. So if you want to come join us on Alpha, you're more than welcome. That said, there is no Alpha this week. Alpha will be cancelled this week or postponed.
Yeah.
Because.
Having a week off.
Well, I wish. Clash of Diaries.
Oh.
Yeah. Sharon and I are doing a marriage course. And we're speaking on communication. So we're doing the communication thing on the marriage
Sorry,
course.
Sorry, irony. Communication. Sorry. Yeah. Clash. like I can talk. Love it.
It's just brilliant, isn't it? So just to let you know that Alpha will not be happening this week. But if you want to join the community group, you're more than welcome. Just get in touch with us via the website, which is, let me put it on screen, Crowd Church, www.crowd.church. Or you can reach us on social media at Crowd Church, and we'll send you the Zoom details and you can come join in. Is that the Phil Watson Marriage Course? Yes, it is. So if you're in Liverpool and you want to do the marriage course, come join us. It's an amazing thing to do. And it's hosted by Phil Watson, who's been on Crowd. Him and Helena.
They're bonkers, lovely, joyful people, aren't they? they're great.
On another level of amazingness. They really are. And so, if you're in Liverpool and you want to come join us on that, do check us out. Jamie says, powerful stuff tonight. Thanks, Jamie. Thankful for tonight. Thank you, Matt and Claire. Oh, it's great to have you, man. Great that you could join us. Appreciate you being here. Matt says, tonight has been joyful. I just want to sing that. Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. God of glory. I'm going to stop now because people are leaving.
I don't know that one.
You must have watched the movie Sister Act.
Yeah, don't remember
Sister
that
Act
one.
Sister Act
2. No, I re-watched Sister Act, the other one recently.
Watched Sister Act 2. It's a song from Sister Act 2. Well, I say it's an old-fashioned song.
But they're great songs in Sister Act.
Amazing. Yeah, check it out, Sister Act 2. Peter says, yes, very thought-provoking evening. Thank you. Thanks, Peter.
Try fostering Matt Cruz. That's a thing to bring joy to our lives. Yeah. As mother of adopted children. we love it.
You love it. You love it. You must be an adoption champion then.
I am. You really put me on the spot there. No, I am. Read the subtext. No, I am.
No, you are.
Yeah, my children are great.
Yeah. It's just a whole different world, right?
It's just a different ballgame.
Yeah. No one told you about this.
I genuinely think, sorry, we digress, that if you knew what you'd be, what the challenges you'd do as a parent, nobody would do it. Yeah. And I think that for adoption and fostering as much as anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think because you just wouldn't, because it's so flipping hard.
Yeah, I mean, natural parenting is hard enough, but fostering and adoption throws a whole bunch of other issues into the works, doesn't it, really? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you're amazing. You know, and Phil and Helena, Phil is a big fostering champion, isn't he? But a shout out to Phil. Go find Phil Watson if you want to know more about fostering kids. Just go find him on Instagram. Tell him we said, how's it?
Yeah.
Because he's a big champion of fostering, isn't he?
And we need people who are joy, whose joy comes from the Lord to foster.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you feel God's calling you to do that, do check it out. Mm. Go check out Phil Watson or get in touch with us as a crowd. We'll put you in touch with him. Mm. Nicholas says, stop it. I don't know what she's talking about. I've been talking about adopting kids. Just stop it.
I think we've run over time. Surely.
Yeah, we probably have.
Well, over.
Stop singing is probably what she said.
Yeah, probably.
Listen.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to be funny. Well, it's good to think we're funny, I suppose.
We're Scousers. We're adopted Scousers. We are naturally funny.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a birthday card last week because it was my birthday last week.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I said hi. Happy birthday.
You did, bless you. And I had this birthday card and it made some comment about, what was it she said? Something along the lines of, I hope it's as good and as funny as you think you are.
Rude.
Something to that.
Rude.
Anyway, thank you.
People are even ringing you up, Matt, to tell us that we're run up.
We are. They're calling me on my phone. Get off. Right, thank you so much. Nicholas says, today has brought me joy and pain. Brought me joy and pain. Brilliant. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed
it. We aim to please. Oh, no, he's persistent, isn't he?
Yeah, he is very persistent. He's a guy I need to drop his shopping off. I'll do that on the way home. But listen, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic week wherever you are in the world. That's it from me. That's it from Claire. And I'm looking for the... There's a button there. I can't see it, but I think it's that one. But it's been brilliant to be with you. Have you enjoyed it?
I've loved it.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. So thank you so much.
Have a great week.
Have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Bye for now, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here on Crowd Church. Now, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button as well as that little tiny bell notification to get notified the next time we are live. And of course, if you are listening to the podcast, the live stream podcast, make sure you also hit the follow button. Now, by smashing the like button on YouTube or writing a review on your podcast platform, it helps us reach more people with the message that Jesus really does help us live a more meaningful and purposeful life.
So if you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our website, www.crowd.church, where you can learn more about us as a church, more about the Christian faith, and also how to connect into our church community. It has been awesome to connect with you, and you are awesome. It's just a burden you have to bear, and hopefully we'll see you next time. That's it from us. God bless you. Bye for now.